Escaping Denver, Episode 11, The Deadline. Well, I haven't slept. Or if I have slept, I've had the extraordinarily boring dreams of just laying there awake. And like I said last time, I'm running out of messages and they're running out of time. I'm just so conflicted. There's a dozen ways this could be playing out and I don't know what to believe. I've been so wary of the ally, you know, that voice on the phone, but now that I know she's in jeopardy, I just don't know. I mean, is she even in jeopardy? Could this just be proof that she's been in on it the whole time? Was it just theatrics? Right, let's backtrack. Sarah found Noah. Newly handless Noah. She made some sort of ominous deal with Tunnel Tarzan that I do hope gets addressed, and then made her way into his little forest dome. It's where they rested a little while, in this Garden of Eden, where they recharged. Then yet another phone call throws chaos into the mix. Some new lady has the ally hostage. And to what end? Let's find out.
You're two lost children in the bowels of a beast you can't even begin to understand. You're alone, broken, and without help.
Shows how much you know. We have help. Help outside your perceived control.
Is that so?
Yeah. Someone defected, and they're helping us as we speak. I bet they've even called for reinforcements.
She's still there?
I don't know. Hey, did you hear what I said? We have help.
We have your help.
You're bluffing.
Go on. Speak. Noah.
No.
Wait.
You asshole.
Language.
What do you want?
I want you to come back up.
Not a fat fuck.
Shh. And what? You let her go?
Oh, Noah. Ever the white knight.
Answer me.
No.
No?
No. Nine. Not a fat fucking chance. She's dead. Or as good as. But first, we need to find out how she helped you. Why? Did she work alone? All that boring stuff for the paperwork.
Just hang up the phone.
Why are you doing this?
I have an understanding of the greater good. Here is the thing, Noah. I don't like doing this. Having to get on the phone and speak to you like we're equals. But you're the rat in my walls, and I want you out without having to tear the house down. So, let's deal.
We want out.
Fine.
Me and Sarah.
Who? Fine.
And our friend you have hostage.
Fair. Here's my counter offer. You come up in the next, say, 4 hours. We do a little blood work, then we set you free. Just you two. Failing that, I rain hell upon you.
If you think...
We'll take the deal.
No, we...
Yes, we will.
A woman's sense.
4 hours.
Don't do it! You're so close to reception!
4 hours.
What the hell was that? There's no way we're heading back up there.
I know.
What do you mean, you know?
We're not going back up there. At least not yet.
I don't understand.
I bought us 4 hours. Let's come up with a plan.
It's been 45 minutes of our 4-hour deadline.
If she sticks to her word.
True. Yeah, she might have already sent her troops, so we've come up with a plan.
It's not much of a plan.
We've come up with part of a plan. We can't stay here, obviously. I mean, they called us, so they know where we are. It's pretty dangerous out there, too. Feels like we're at an impasse, right? We've weighed the pros and cons.
So dramatic, Noah. We're gonna block the door, the big rolling one. Block the hell out of it.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, what Sarah said. The way we see it, the big rolling door is the only way into this space that we know of.
And our friend seems so determined to have us continue this way. So it's better to be locked on this side of the door.
You called her our friend.
Well, she's not our enemy. Unless, of course, that was just a performance and she really is in on it.
That's the Sarah I know. Now, I'm not super useful at the moment, what with the missing hand, but I came up with a plan that should avoid any heavy lifting. What better to block the door than the door itself? I figure we can bung up the side rails, preventing it from being able to lift up. It's not sophisticated or anything.
No, but if it works, who cares? This thin enough?
Yeah, it should be more wedge-shaped, and we'll need a few. I'm gonna take a lap of the dome, and see if there's anything else on the exterior wall.
Let's be quick, though.
Yeah. Yeah, quick lap. Okay. I don't have a plan. This is not really a plan. To jam wedges in the rails to block them up? I have no idea if that'll work. I lied to Sarah. I told her I installed a garage door once, but I was also really just trying to buy us more time. Truth is, after all we've been through, I have very little doubt that she's already sent her troops after us. It's the move I'd make. Best case scenario, they become a safety escort, and I'd pretend that that was my plan all along. Worst case, if we're not on the move, they do what they were sent to do. Likely killing us. Well, we still have about 4 hours, as the journey down to here is not a quick one, even if you know the way.
Find anything?
No. No, not unless we want to bash them with fire extinguishers.
Then come on back. Let's pack up.
I don't even know if I could lift one of these up. Oh, it's still full. Holy shit. Sarah!
Well, I slept a little. Just a few hours, but you know, enough. I've never been up here this late at night. Maybe I should do this more. It's definitely a lot quieter. So this new woman, the one with our ally, she scare the shit out of you too? I mean, her voice is lovely, which makes it all the more unsettling. They always tell telemarketers that people can hear your smile over the phone. And it sounded like she was smiling an awful lot, considering what she was saying. She made the threat of violence feel like, I don't know, bureaucracy. Like it was a routine. This makes me all the more impressed by Sarah. I mean, the balls on her for placating that scary woman and buying them some time. I think I would have been all over making that deal. The faint possibility of hope would be a gift if I were in their situation. But that's not Noah and Sarah. That's not what they're about. They're made of tough stuff. So of course, once again, they're resisting. I'm not so certain what their plan is, though. I'm guessing that the Collective and all of its infinite resources can get through a rolling door, despite their best efforts, with what I'm assuming are wooden wedges. And what did the ally yell at the end there? That they were getting close to reception? I mean, I figured this would happen eventually, as I did receive the messages somehow. I just wonder where they're going to find any bars, considering how far they've gone down. Maybe they're getting close to an exit. But I'm thinking that feels a little too hopeful. I'd like to think if they made it out that they'd, you know, at least shoot me a text saying, all good, we're safe, but no. No. I think they're still down there. Maybe they get a taste of freedom, though. Enough to get the messages out.
Another dud!
Bringing back another one. Noah changed the plan. We're still going to mess with the rolling doors, but with science, as Noah keeps proclaiming.
We're getting close. We just need a couple more to be sure.
This one still feels full?
Yeah, let's hope it is. Amazing. Okay. Now help me get into the door. Let me just take a second. This is tough with one hand.
No problem. I'll do an update. So we're a few hours into the 4-hour time limit. Noah had this brilliant idea of using fire extinguishers to freeze the metal.
Because they're CO2 extinguishers, you can get dry ice out of them if you extinguish them into a cloth. We did it all the time in high school.
And the dry ice freezes the metal?
Yeah, kinda. Then we hit the more brittle metal with an empty extinguisher, and if we're lucky, the metal breaks.
We've been lucky so far. We've already broken the pulley chain thing, and now we're breaking the wheel things on the track.
We need this massive door to just be dead weight. I don't even think a dozen men could lift it. The more wheels we... What do we do?
I don't know. Could it be Tunnel Tarzan?
Even if it is, we've locked him out. We couldn't lift this door, even if we wanted to.
We can hear you, you know.
You're early.
True, but it looks like we both broke our word. And you broke the chain, didn't you?
Yeah.
Smart. Door's too heavy to lift.
Exactly. Might as well head back up.
We've already sent someone back. We're gonna cut right through this door, you know that, right? Like butter. And when we get to the other side, it's gonna mean all kinds of pain for you.
The voice said she wanted us alive.
She told me she only needs your blood. And I don't plan on bringing any more than a container of each of you back up.
You sound confident?
I am. And you should be running.
I agree with the creep. Let's get moving.
Whoever you are, know this. If you come at me, I will kill you.
That's the spirit.
Let's go.
We're on top of a dome. Seemed like the least likely place for us to hide. Plus, we have a vantage point on the door, so we should see them coming.
If the soldiers don't kill us, these animals will.
What do we do?
We answer it.
I can't climb down quickly.
I'll go ahead and take your time coming down. Just head for the closest ringing. I don't like this. I feel like I'm acting without thinking, which isn't likely to end well. This way. Oh, are you kidding me? Phone stopped ringing. Okay, onto another dome.
I feel like a burden right now. Sarah had helped me so much in getting up here. I mean, so much. Like, I know people could do all sorts of things while missing limbs, but I'm very new to it. What's worse is I don't have the time to get better. I just need to be better at it. I'll feel a lot better when my feet are on solid ground. I won't feel good, but I'll feel better. Oh, the closest phone stopped ringing. Yeah, there Sarah goes. Heading to a different dome. Damn it. They've started trying to cut through the door. Quickly! Sarah! Yeah, they've started cutting through the door. Sorry, okay, I cannot record and climb.
I'll admit it. Noah might be smarter than I give him credit for. I had no idea about this dry ice fire extinguisher thing. I likely would have just bashed the chain with whatever I could find, including the fire extinguisher. Even if I knew about the dry ice, would I have been smart enough to apply it to my current situation? I'm guessing not. I'm thinking it's a necessity thing. Like how if you want to see the most efficient way of getting something done, you watch how a lazy person does it. Noah can't do as much as he previously could, so he found a way to still be effective, using way less energy, and to be honest, I'm impressed. Sadly, there's no time to sit around and pat everyone on the back because not only are there a dozen phones ringing, those soldiers have begun the process of cutting through that huge rolling door. Their time is running out. I have no idea what good answering the phone will even do. It's not like it's going to be police on the other end. It's just going to be another layer to this subterranean trifle of terror. If it were me, I'd be booking it to the other end of the cavern and finding a way out. Screw the phone calls and let the soldiers deal with the monsters that they're waking up. But as we've established over and over again, I'm not Noah and I'm not Sarah, and I don't have to make these decisions in the heart of chaos. I get to belt out my opinions from the safety of the peanut gallery.
Yeah? No, you didn't. That's why you sent your dogs after us.
Palmer is a wolf, not a dog. You'll discover that once he gets through the door.
What do you want?
To give you two one last chance. Palmer is a dangerous force, and I won't be able to stop him once he gets in there.
What, not enough power to control your own team?
I'm already tired of you. Let me speak to Noah.
Noah isn't... Why do you want to speak to Noah?
I don't. I'm just done speaking with you. If that's all...
No. I'm here. Okay, I'm here.
Perfect. Both in one place so I won't have to repeat myself. This is your last chance at anything but a grotesque ending. Drop any makeshift weapons you've cobbled together and make your way back to the operating theater.
I imagine letting us go is off the table.
If we have to go in there after you, you better believe it's off the table. But walk out now, and it's at least a possibility.
Yeah, how about we dive a little deeper? You don't think we heard her yell that we're getting close to reception?
You'll believe anything.
She wasn't lying.
No, I'm sure she thought she was telling the truth. But it's impossible. Those phones don't have SIM cards. They don't have the ability to actually connect to anything. What you're carrying around is a fancy tape recorder. A way for us to have the rats record their own data for us.
You're lying.
Did you really think an operation this size would have overlooked that? Did you?
I switched the SIM cards! If you find reception, you can...
There's no trace of humanity left in you.
It's funny that you think there ever was.
They'll get out.
You believe this? Like, really believe this? I can see it in your eyes.
And hear it in my voice.
Your phones work! Just find reception! Find the shaft! Find the shaft and don't trust the numbers in your phone! Don't...
No!
We're done here.
Your phones work. Don't trust the numbers in your phone. And find the shaft. They were her last words, so they're definitely worth repeating. She only had moments to give them as much information as she could, and she chose those words, so I'm hoping Noah and Sarah heed them too. It just seems like anyone who tries to help them ends up dead. And that doesn't make me feel a world of good. So I'm going to end it here. Mostly because I really am running out of messages. It's looking like our next episode could be our last unless I somehow get more messages, which I haven't ruled out. I appreciate all the help I've been getting from your emails, giving me new areas to look into. And if you want to join that conversation, please shoot me an email at escapingdenverpod@gmail.com. Thank you to Curious Cast for your support in getting these messages out, and come back in a couple of weeks for another episode of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.